One of the world's leading experts on terrorism financing says the Taliban's attempts to export heroin to China are enraging the Chinese government. Loretta Napoleoni is the author of Terrorism and the Economy, How the War on Terror is Bankrupting the World, and Terror Incorporated, Tracing the Dollars Behind the Terror Networks. She says the Taliban is no longer exporting raw opium, but refined heroin, and is sending more to neighbouring countries like Iran, Pakistan and China. But she says the Chinese won't take it lying down. The subject came up during a discussion of how and where Al-Qaeda got its funds after the invasion of Iraq.
Al-Qaeda was not funded anymore as it was before 9/11, but also it did not exist anymore. And this is the other important thing. That organization, which had carried out 9/11, completely disappeared after 2001.
Replaced by what?
Replaced by a sort of remnants of that organization, which progressively through the years, so we're talking about from 2002 to 2005, were actually absorbed into the Taliban. And in fact, again, Al-Zawahiri in 2006 made another important declaration where he actually announced the beginning of the spring campaign, which is still going on. And this is the campaign in which, you know, the Taliban actually had decided to strike back at the coalition forces in Afghanistan in order to reconquer their country. So in that declaration, Al-Zawahiri specifically said, we have decided to merge, and he used this word, to merge with the Taliban army.
So in that case, what's left of Al-Qaeda merged with the Taliban is really being also financed by drugs, namely the opium poppies that come out of the opium fields of Afghanistan.
Yeah, well, that's the other amazingly shocking story. Now, what we see that has happened in the last 10 years is the birth of an industry which is not any longer a poppy industry or an opium industry. It's actually is an heroin industry. The Taliban understood that the only way to get the money in order to fight coalition forces and, you know, reconquer their country was actually, you know, to do business with the narco traffickers. So
that's
they
despite their religious beliefs actually prohibiting it.
Absolutely. In fact, the religious belief had nothing to do with that. They decided, you know, this is, you know, how the Taliban are anyway. You know, they can twist and turn the religion as they want. So they decided that the only way to reconquer the caliphate was actually to do business with their former enemies, the narco-traffickers. So what the Taliban did was, in the region that they began to conquer again, they set up an industry which was a transformation industry from the poppy production to the heroin. They brought people from Iran who actually set up labs, and they gave tax breaks to the people they actually were involved in this industry. Now, by doing that, this was very clever, by doing that, they actually were able to sell a product which is a much higher value added than the simple poppy or, you know, the opium. And through that, they actually funded their fight. And most of the strategy also was and still is to penetrate primarily neighboring markets, because again, the amount of money that they get from that kind of smuggling is much higher than the amount of money that they get, you know, by sending the heroin to Europe, because of course, you know, there are too many intermediaries. So they penetrated the Pakistani market, they penetrated the Iranian market, the Central Asian Republic, and their ultimate goal is to penetrate China
by getting more people addicted to heroin.
Exactly, because China is the dream market. I mean, you have 1.3 billion people. Now, this is where the Taliban have encountered a very strong resistance. And this is possibly where, this is what basically people, they are studying this particular situation, both at the United Nations, but also in Central Asia, are saying is that this is where the Taliban may actually encounter the only power that will destroy them.
China.
The Chinese. Yes.
Because the Chinese remember very strongly the 19th century opium wars, which were about exactly this sort of thing.
Exactly. And the Chinese are not politically correct, meaning they'll do anything to prevent their own population to be turned into an army of addicts, which is exactly what has happened in Iran or, you know, in Pakistan.
They'll do anything? What do you mean?
Well, they do anything, meaning they will even invade the country if it's required. This is what, you know, diplomats in that region say, that the Chinese will not stop at anything. So
as the Americans draw out, we are possibly looking at the prospect of a Chinese invasion of Afghanistan.
And this is what many, many people in the region hope for, because they think that the only way to pacify the region is if the Chinese get involved. But the Chinese are not going to get involved, of course, for any other reason than to protect their own country. And that would be protecting the country from an influx of heroin.
The author Loretta Napoleoni talking to me on the line this afternoon. There'll be a longer version of that interview on our website from this evening.